Before we get to the week in interesting news from the internet here on News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at Scentbird. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, "You smell amazing. What cologne are you wearing?" If not, then Scentbird is going to help you figure out what your signature scent is going to be by allowing you to try out different colognes for men or perfumes for women in a monthly trial basis. That's how Scentbird works. You pick out a fragrance that you want to try, and they are going to send you a month supply, and you can keep trying month after month until you find the one that is absolutely perfect for you. You don't want to be messing around with these drugstore body sprays like some of these guys out there. Go ahead and give Scentbird a try, and you can have a great smelling scent without breaking the bank. Whether it's Versace, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Scentbird will keep you smelling good month after month. Mix up your cologne routine. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service, a way for you to discover the new colognes or perfumes without having to buy the entire expensive bottle. They've got over 450 designer brands for you to choose a cologne or perfume for every single month. You choose the cologne or perfume you want to try. They send you the 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than four times daily for a month. So go ahead, check out the ratings and reviews for any fragrance as well on Scentbird.com, or take Scentbird's True Scent quiz to discover a more personalized recommendation. And right now, for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to Scentbird.com/Rob. Use the promo code Rob for 50% off your first month. That's Scentbird.com/Rob to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, here to talk to you about the week's most interesting news stories for the last week of March 2019 here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news. Yes, here we are back again, and very excited to be together live here on a Tuesday morning talking about everything going on with the guys who were just breaking down all of the latest Apple news here in our pre-show festivities. Here with the man who has no love for Apple, Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I don't have a lot of love for Apple, but I do own a Apple laptop. It's the first Apple product I've ever owned, and I got it so that I could play online poker. Yeah, but only legally.
Mac? Reason to get it?
Yeah, I can do it on a Mac. I can do it on probably a Windows one too, but I think the Mac, whatever I've got, had just come out, and it was relatively whatever.
Yes. Okay.
So I have that. Oh, I think I got it because it had a USB-C charge cord. And I like that because my phone is USB-C nice. Charging. So I was like, oh, dude, one charging thing to rule them all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think, was actually the main draw because I was like, oh, I can use all my cables for one for my all my devices. And my Nintendo Switch uses USB-C as well.
Wow.
Life is so easy.
What other chargers do you have?
Yeah, let's just make the whole show about Tyson and his chargers.
Yeah.
So I still need some micro USB chargers for some stuff.
Yeah.
People who still make products with USB micro USB-Cs instead of, or with micro USBs instead of USB-Cs are annoying.
What a bunch of dinosaurs.
Exactly. And then people, and then we have lightning chargers around for Rachel.
Don't get me started on those.
Those are the worst, dude, because they still sell them as the best, singular but they're not purpose. The fastest. Jeez. One singular purpose: to infuriate and frustrate.
Okay. A man who's always charged up is here with us as well, Mr. Danny Bryce. And Danny, how are you?
Considering downgrading my phone.
Oh,
yeah. I was thinking about it.
A flip phone?
Yeah, I was thinking about it yesterday. I've got the newest iPhone, which is almost identical to the last two versions of itself. The other day, I'm like, I'm paying a lot of money for something that's not really that much better. I wonder if I could downgrade. And if I go and I say, hey, I'd like to downgrade, they'll be confused and then use one of my upgrades to downgrade. I was just curious how that would work.
Or give you money.
Yeah, or they'll just be like, maybe the balloons will fall from the ceiling and confetti. They'll be like, you're the first to ask for a downgrade.
You're the new CEO of Apple. We've been waiting for someone as smart as you to realize our products are no different than the last products.
Well, they used to be different. Now I feel like it's all the same, just repackaged with a shiny repackage.
No, they put a little bit more RAM in them and a little bit more memory and a little bit.
And then they changed the charging camera. Cord and the headphone setup.
Like, oh, this one is fuchsia.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tara, who's watching us on Facebook this morning, says, drinking my coffee with you guys. Finally, I'm watching one live. Danny is looking extra vascular today.
Oh, yeah. I was yesterday when I was...
Oh, what? I don't look vascular?
Yesterday when I was running, my legs were looking super vascular. It was kind of disgusting.
You got to snap a pic of that.
I was like, I should wear longer shorts.
Well, it's hard being having a quadrosaurus not making shorts in the U.S.
Yeah. I got a special order, and there's all these new regulations, you know, trade partners, things are shifting.
Oh, dude.
There's probably giant taxes on quadrosaurus.
NATO's
genes.
Disintegrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if NATO is really factoring into
to my quadrosaurus importing business.
Is it NATO North American Trade something?
NAFTA, yeah.
Oh.
I don't think NAFTA exists anymore. I think they've changed it.
No, North American... Something,
Fair trade
something.
Agreement, I think.
What's NATO stand for?
North American Treaty?
Who knows? Someone who knows more than us will definitely chime in and just expose
and
our
let
ignorance.
Us know how stupid we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
All right. Let's talk about some of the top stories at this hour. I got a lot of stories to go through. And something that we were way ahead of the curve on has really gone viral. Everybody's talking about Florida Man. We put Florida Man on the map, Tyson.
We didn't know it was Florida Man, though. We were kind of like plotting our own course. Like the guy who developed the plane, you know, in France or whatever, he didn't know that there was other people over here on U.S. soil doing it as well. We were like that.
Right. We've been covering Florida news for years and years. And now Florida Man, it was a Reddit. And now the Florida Man Challenge has really exploded in the last week or so. The way it works is you Google the words Florida Man and your birthday. And then whatever the top result that's your Florida Man story.
I'll do it right now.
You don't have to do year, though. Right? It's
no,
just a day.
No. I don't know. If that'd be very
specific.
That'd be very specific. And really, the Florida Man news is really peaking right now. I don't know how, in the late 70s, if Florida
Here's
Man,
an interesting thing. The number one Florida Man search, if you type Florida Man into your Google browser, is Florida Man September 21. That must have been a good day to be a Florida Man.
All of mine are all about the Florida Man challenge when I type Florida Man June 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you have? What do you have there? Let's go around the horn and do our Florida Man stories.
Well, let me find one specific to the actual on December 5th. This is the one I do remember seeing. Now, the story didn't come out on the 5th of December, but it came out on the 8th, but the crime took place on the 5th. So I'm going to count that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So... All right. I'll go first. Reveal their Florida Man.
Florida
story.
Man arrested for shoplifting after job interview.
Okay. All right. That is.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. What was? Can you give us some more of the particulars?
Yeah.
Where was the job?
Let's see. Hernando County. A young man in Florida went for a job interview at Kohl's on December 5th and decided to pick up a little something for his mom on the way out. The only problem is he didn't pay for the shoes he got her. In fact, the Hernando County Sheriff's Office arrested him as he approached his car in the parking lot. He's just doing a twofer.
Hernando County sounds pretty cool.
It does sound cool. And this guy is obviously a great representation of the county itself. But that,
you know who I am? I'm the sheriff of Hernando County.
Your shoplifted weighs the hell out of Hernando. You ain't welcome.
You think you could go to Kohl's and walk out of here with some flip-flops and not pay for them in Hernando County?
The guy was just giving them a taste of what they could expect as him as an employee. Because if he's shoplifting during the interview, think how much shoplifting he's going to do during work.
Yeah, he was just being honest.
Yeah, he's like, this is just who I am, and my mom needs a new pair of shoes.
It's built into my DNA.
Yeah.
Mine is Florida man found with mobile meth lab in Walmart parking lot.
Oh, that's a good one. Drugs.
Fleming Island, Florida. Four people are now in custody after a mobile methamphetamine lab was discovered in a vehicle parked near a Walmart in Florida.
The great thing about Walmart is you can sleep in a Walmart parking lot. That's why you see all those RVs. So it's actually a pretty good idea.
I think they're cracking down on that. You can't camp in every Walmart parking lot now.
Oh. Just still allowed to sell meth, though, in Walmart parking lots?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah,
I thought they changed those rules just a couple of years ago.
No, I think that that's crucial to the meth industry. That'd be a big
It's crucial, crucial to the meth industry and crucial also to Walmart's.
Right, right.
Bottom line.
See, my story is kind of dark. For my birthday on October 20th.
Oh, that's a dark day anyway.
Too close.
So.
Yeah, it's a dark day. Yeah. My story, Florida man claims he killed, dismembered roommate because he was possibly the next mass killer, police say.
getting ahead of it.
This man, he...
he dextered his roommate?
He shot and killed his roommate because he says that the roommate
was a serial killer.
That's the old, if you could kill baby Hitler, would you do it challenge put to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if
this guy would.
Yeah, this guy obviously would. But yours is dark.
Story.
You know what?
Dark
story. None of ours really hit all the or check all the boxes for a real Florida man story. Usually they involve a fast food chain, remember? Alcohol, right. Drugs, and an animal. None of us had any of those elements.
Yeah. Tyson.
Mine had drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yours
and
had,
Walmart.
Your had drugs at a Walmart, but that's still not it. You got to be like, man with a kangaroo as a passenger goes through Wendy's drive through while high on flocka and climbs in and drinks boiling oil. Something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. This has got to be outrageous.
Flocka.
None of us had that. So kind of sad day for us at News AF.
Yeah.
I bet you could write that story and people would love it.
I bet that story's already
be on
been
the Florida
written
Man Reddit.
With just slight variations over and over and over again.
Till the end of time.
Yes. What's it like to be a cop in Florida? Like, let's say you're a cop from a small town in Iowa and then all of a sudden you get transferred. They could make this into a movie. You all of a sudden get transferred to somewhere in Florida. I mean, you would think that you had gone to a different planet. Because, you know, the things you saw were, you know, cow tipping teens, maybe some frisky lovers in a car parking lot. And now you're like fighting with people trying to eat your face off while they wear
outfits
high on bath salts.
Ma'am, I just need to know that this is consensual and I'll leave you to it.
Yeah. I think that's the premise of CSI Miami, Danny.
But did someone come from like a small town in CSI Miami? I think they were all local. They all seem to be pretty well immersed in the Miami culture in that show.
I think David Caruso, I think that he was working with the NYPD for a while before that.
The other problem is that Miami, if you think about, I know there's probably a lot of Florida man stories from Miami. But it seems like the really crazy ones, they have
North Florida.
Yeah, they happen outside of the big cities.
Panhandle.
Because the big cities have too many regular big city crimes. Got it. Yeah, the panhandle.
Tyson, could Boston Rob call in with some firsthand accounts?
For sure. From Pensacola? Yeah, 100%, dude. 100%.
Tara in the chat, who spotted how vascular Danny is looking this morning, she says, I saw a drug exchange at Walmart yesterday. The driver looked super high and drove his car straight into a concrete pole. Oh, no.
Is this in Florida?
They should.
That's a good one.
They really should get rid of the concrete poles in the Walmart parking lot, for the record.
They should
be courteous to all of the drug users who are using their parking lots at the same time.
Yes. So that would be a real boon to the meth industry.
Is that Florida? Where did that story come from? Because that's a really good one.
We have to ask Tara where she's watching us from. Okay. All right. So that's the Florida Man challenge. Nobody is being hurt in the Florida Man challenge except for perhaps citizens of Florida who
the reputation.
Are trying to be the next Florida man and are hurting or dismembering their roommates.
Someone, a politician of Florida said the path to the presidency passes through Florida. I thought all I could think about was Florida Man.
Yeah. And you know what? Don't you think it's 2019? Shouldn't Florida woman be getting some play?
No, there is
a Reddit
Florida,
Florida woman.
There's a Reddit for Florida woman.
Yeah. What, you can Florida woman challenge. Is that coming up? Let me see if I
that's us. We invented
no,
that.
No, we didn't. Yeah. It was already a Reddit. Let me try my right, Florida.
Well, yeah, but we invented Florida woman challenge.
Let's see. I'm going to look up Florida woman and my birthday and see if I have one that's
me too.
Better. I don't know. Nothing's popping. Oh, nope. That there, it's dark. Also,
wait. Let me try mine.
Okay, let's get a Florida. Let's get a nice Florida woman story with an animal and maybe some bath salt and a Carl's Jr. Maybe.
Wow, this one's really dark. Don't do the flat. Now I realize
why. Yeah, mine are dark too. Florida woman shoots intruder.
Maybe Florida man is better.
Kentucky woman involved in Florida roller coaster crash.
No, those are all dark.
I feel like that maybe it's funnier to laugh at a dumb Florida man than these.
Oh, here we go.
Woman stories are getting dark.
Florida woman arrested after pet spider monkey allegedly attacks.
That
Home Depot employees.
That is a good. Yeah, perfect.
Nailed it. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another big story at this hour. We are always on top of all of the Axe body spray news here on News AF. Have been for years. So a man, this is a South Carolina man, which is one of the new up-and-coming Reddits, South Carolina man, that he was pulled over by police during a traffic stop, and he wanted to cover the scent of alcohol on his breath. And so what did he reach for? His
Axe body spray.
Axe body spray.
What smell was it? Perseverance.
This is a stock photo. This is Axe body spray black.
That's probably the more expensive one.
I don't know. Is there alcohol in Axe body spray, Danny?
I don't know, but Tyson, didn't you take all your money out of Bitcoin and put it into Axe? Wasn't that a financial move?
I was kind of I was kind of hesitant about it though, because I was like, Danny always uses Bod body spray, and he is usually onto stuff before the masses get it. So I was like, should I put it in Bod? I know Axe is hot right now, but Bod has those commercials with the shirtless dudes. Bod.
No matter
where did you get your Bod?
I do remember the Bod commercials. As you kept saying Bod, that's what I heard. Nice Bod.
Yeah. Where'd you get that Bod?
The guy had a 12-pack of beer on the floor.
Come on, Bod.
10 of the beers were empty. But here's the crazy thing. I'm surprised that they don't sell Axe body spray in 12 packs. Maybe they confused a 12-pack of
I bet they do
Axe
at Costco.
Body spray. Or a Walmart maybe.
Yeah, Walmart, you buy 11, you get the 12th one free.
Yeah. Now, this is a 49-year-old man. What's the age cutoff on Axe body spray?
I don't think it's an age as much as a lifestyle.
No. I think according to their commercials, it's like 25.
I feel like the Axe body spray is a young man's game, Tyson.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is financial. It's like, I only got $2 to spend on body spray or cologne. You got to go with Axe.
I could buy bread for my family or Axe body spray.
Yeah, I can buy one loaf of bread for my family or Axe body spray. And then, this dude's trying to get the young ladies at the gym. And this is, him trying to be young. Axe body spray is, when I was a pro cyclist in Europe, they always provide places where you can shower after your race. And you walk in and it was just a cloud of Axe body spray. They love it over in Europe. Those bike racers did.
Tyson, do you feel like that possibly this man who was arrested and his name is Efren Mencia Ramirez, could he be a spokesperson for, a new generation of Axe body spray consumers?
You think they should go for the older clientele?
How do we know he wasn't using the alcohol to cover up the smell of the Axe body spray?
Well, he got stopped by the police and then went for the Axe body spray.
Ah, okay.
And the other thing too, Rob, is I think if X starts focusing on the older clientele, they're going to lose the younger clientele. It's not like, okay, so it's not all encompassing.
Should they rebrand like a separate, like, what do we want to call it? Let's just talk this through. So we need older guy body spray.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, you hear that, you know, the older guy might have a different smell that he might want to cover up. So
let's call it musk.
Musk or, body spray?
Yeah.
The flaccid hammer.
That won't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get what you're doing there, but I don't think that's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, that's me. I'll get that. You know?
It'll be like when you're trying to buy naughty magazines here and they put the black cover over it. They'll have
Did
the black
cover. Did you say naughty?
Naughty. They'll put the black cover over your flaccid hammer body spray.
Yeah.
So nobody knows that you're buying it. You don't have to endure any kind of public shaming.
Well, I mean, the black cover is over it.
Yeah. Mm. That's something to think about for the people at Axe Body Spray.
Axe Corporate. Yeah, I think you'd have to do a completely separate brand, but I definitely think it's doable.
I think there's a market here.
They should stay within the Woodsman's toolkit, I think, though. They should find something.
Oh, you think? Hatchet?
Yeah, hatchet. There you go.
You got an axe and handle.
Cat's paw.
You handle this? Cat's
paw. What? Cat's paw?
That sounds like it's like
what
potion.
Are you talking about?
That's, isn't that what you use to pry nails out of stuff?
Probably, but it didn't sound like it. Sounds like you're into magic. Well, actually, that's
monkey's
the
paw.
Okay.
That's the monkey's paw.
All right. Worst airline passenger of the week comes to us from Russia.
Tough competition.
Tough competition. There was some stuff going on this week.
Danny, we haven't seen this before. A naked man tried to board a plane, and he said that the reason why he was boarding this plane naked is so that he would be more aerodynamic, which,
you know, the world
does back him up, right?
The world's Florida man is Russia, and I apologize to those Russians who are not like that, but they should start something. Russian man.
That's probably already a thing.
Yeah, it probably is already. It's definitely an Instagram account that I have followed briefly. Russian men.
And it was too gory. You had to quit.
You know, it could be that maybe TSA, their version of TSA, was just overly aggressive. And he just thought, why put the clothes back on? Mm-hmm. I'm already naked. And this will make people feel more comfortable knowing that I'm not carrying any weapons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bam.
Well, not any weapons that aren't attached to his body.
Yeah. So you feel like that he would be more aerodynamic to get through the airport and security?
Yeah, when he was running away from the people.
For sure.
To get there.
Like, no pat down. You don't need him to go through the metal detector.
Nothing.
Yeah. More aerodynamic. I mean,
he stripped naked on the jet bridge. Mm-hmm. So he went through the place where you give him the ticket. And then while in that bridge, he stripped naked, then tried to get onto the plane.
Uh huh. People like this have enough money to get plane tickets for some reason.
Why do you? Are you able to tell anything about his financial standing, Tyson?
I can tell he had enough money to purchase a plane ticket and then think it was a good idea to strip naked inside the
airport.
Tyson,
you once pointed out that there was a game on some other podcast or show about guess whether it's a billionaire or a poor person, right?
Okay.
Because they do very similar things. This could be someone in poverty, or it could be a billionaire.
That's true. There's no, this guy is not like the salt of the earth, blue collar working man.
He could be the victim of a prank. Like, he'd never flown. His friends were like, listen.
Well, you have to.
Too much wind resistance. Make sure you
get upgraded.
Before you get on the plane.
Exactly.
It's much safer, and you usually get upgraded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's some peasant farmer, and he was told by his friends who are giggling right now that, hey, look, when you go into that bridge, that's for privacy, so you can remove your clothes.
Yeah.
And then you get on the plane naked. Everybody else will be naked. It's just to help the plane go faster, and it'll save the environment. Just do it.
Yeah. Tyson, the Moscow Times did this man a very generous service with the amount of blurring that they did on this photo.
Well, I mean,
They made him look like a superstar.
So. Yeah. But the blur is a gigantic circle. So maybe he just has like elephantitis of a testicle or something.
Either that or maybe that his midsection was so unseemly that they did the readers of...
What if?
I think this dude's all balls.
Look at his knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that is from the police. Like,
the scuffle?
Jamming him down to cuff him, I think.
You don't think that the police in Russia would... I mean, it seems like they'd be gentle.
They might
gentle and caring.
Rough him up a little bit. Yeah. Danny, would you say that... should he have shaved his head also for full aerodynamics?
Yeah, and then greased
all,
up?
All body hair should have been
all
shaved.
All body hair. A full body wax.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So eyebrows and everything.
Please keep your clothes on boarding flights. Okay. Danny, I thought of you when I saw this story. So a man in Hawaii was given probation after he was attempted that he... This is a complicated story. So he has been given probation after he was caught driving a stolen car, and the reason he told the judge was that he stole the car was because he needed to go buy Pepsi, and so now he is banned from drinking soda as part of his probation.
Well, this is a misguided attempt at creative sentencing, because I read recently that the majority of car thieves just steal a car out of convenience, which we cover all the time, like people who stole ambulances to get home or whatever. It's actually people steal a lot of cars just to get from point A to point B, and then they leave the car. And that's all this guy was doing. He didn't want to walk to the store. Pepsi was just what he happened to be buying, but he could have just been, you know, out to get something else. And she jumped on the Pepsi. She's probably a Coke person. And so she's like, this is a great opportunity to punish Pepsi for putting out an overly sweet drink.
Yeah. I think that the man was trying to say that he needs the soda so bad. It made him do things. And so the judge is saying, okay, well then no soda as part of your probation.
Well, listen to this theory.
Go.
Danny can't live without soda. But he can live without heroin.
Okay. Go on.
So soda is maybe more addictive than heroin.
I've heard that. Sugar, very hard to...
Sugar overall is very addictive. Yeah, it is definitely... I've been chasing that dragon for years. Sugar is definitely something I crave, but I think I could go off of sugar.
That's what heroin addicts say too.
Yeah, well, tomorrow. The thing is, if I go off sugar, there will be side effects, but I don't think they'll be equal at all, even close to the side effects of going off of heroin.
Okay, well, I think if we told Danny he couldn't drink soda anymore, we'd definitely have to have him on like 24-hour surveillance for a little while.
Yeah,
this whole thing is stupid. This whole situation. She said, "He goes, I'm not going to steal cars anymore. I don't want to be in jail no more." And she said, it's the Pepsi deprivation syndrome. So it's not the person, it's the Pepsi that is the problem.
She's blaming it on the Pepsi for him.
I think that was sort
they're
of...
They're in cahoots. They're in cahoots.
I don't think that the judge...
We can't know.
Really
the text here doesn't at all let us in on her sarcasm or joke-making.
When the judge is being sarcastic. I like a sarcastic judge.
But we don't know if she's being sarcastic. Plus, she gave him a relatively light sentence, didn't she?
Yeah. I mean, nobody got hurt. Just stole a car.
The car got hurt?
What car was it?
It was a 1990 Honda Accord.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, nobody got hurt. Yeah. That's a 30-year-old car, bro.
I think with that car...
Like, please steal this car. Don't give it back to me. All right. Speaking of travel by cars and automobile, let's talk about a story involving our favorite method of transportation, Greyhound bus. And Danny, we're usually talking about the upside of traveling by Greyhound bus, but this is a some bad press for Greyhound.
Some they're usually getting good press. This is
usually.
I mean, who wants to drive the bus of Greyhounders? The thing is, there's not people lining up with MIT degrees.
They should
trying to
sentence
be drivers.
The guy who stole the car to have to drive Greyhound bus for a year.
That's a good idea.
He can drink as much Pepsi as possible.
Listen, Greyhound bus organization is perfect. Mm-hmm. Some of its employees are not.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we can learn from this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. but this is, I mean, what probably happened is someone on the bus offered him a beer and yes, yeah. he had just consumed some Axe body spray and needed to rinse out, get rid of the taste. And so he's like, sure.
Do you think that he maybe just got drunk by being in the same vicinity of so many Greyhounders?
Perhaps. Okay. So first
like
thing
just
you
absorbed.
Should do, when you get on a Greyhound bus, smell
cover yourself in a whole body condom.
Yeah, no, smell the driver, and if the driver smells like Axe body spray, that is a good tell that maybe they're trying to cover up something.
Yeah, or use the breathalyzer
also,
you keep in your pocket to start your car to see
gonna,
if he just tested on the driver too. That's a good.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that there's going to be a lot of Axe body spray on the Greyhound buses, and it's not necessarily it's not necessarily because anybody's trying to cover up alcohol. I just bet that that's the preferred scent of most Greyhounders.
No, mm-hmm. the real tragic thing about this episode is that I've said Axe body spray so much that now mm-hmm. it's going to show up on every browser, every advertisement, because all my devices are listening in. They're like, dude, this guy freaking loves Axe body spray.
Axe body spray.
It's all he talks about.
But the thing, too, is maybe you'll get a lifetime supply of Axe. If they gave me a lifetime supply of Axe body spray, I wouldn't use it. But if they paid me and gave me a lifetime supply, I would.
Mm-hmm.
What about on your feet? Fight foot odor with Axe body spray. No?
It wouldn't work?
I mean, it would probably work, but why would you do that?
Mm. Okay.
It would just make stink foot and Axe body spray combined don't make a better scent than stink foot by itself. It's like my buddy and one of my old teammates said that air freshener in the bathroom, instead of smelling shit, you're smelling shit with flowers on it.
Mm-hmm. There is some truth to it. Usually when a smell is used to cover up another smell, that smell becomes associated with the original smell and becomes just as bad.
Well, couldn't you do something that's like, okay, let's say you have air fresheners in your bathroom. We're going to go into the sloth terrarium here.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, Danny has seven types of odors that come out of his butt. So we're going to have a cheese spray, a broccoli spray, egg spray, and Indian food spray.
Okay.
And so Danny can match the scent. So instead of like trying to cover up the scent completely, he's accentuating the scent with the real scent. So then it's like, was Danny frying eggs in the bathroom?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You move it from a bad smell into a
tolerable smell.
Like, oh,
yes.
Is Danny's clothing saturated with the smell of an Indian restaurant? I see what you're doing
exactly.
there. That's a little bit of a nudge, not trying to knock it out completely.
Okay. Where like you're like, go and eat your cream of broccoli soup, and then you go to the bathroom and you have your broccoli farts, and then you spray it with your cream of broccoli soup spray, and then your wife's like, oh, he's addicted to that soup. He'll eat it
anywhere. It in the bathroom alone.
Eats it in the bathroom alone. She checks under the tank of the toilet to make sure you're not hiding soups
soup
in there
in
for later. Yeah.
He's got a thermos in here.
He's got a thermos. What?
Danny, come down here right now.
Yeah. Daddy, and then she has it, and you're just like ashamed and blame it on your youngest child who can't defend herself properly.
Well, at least she didn't find my Pepsi stash that's also in the bathroom.
Save that for when you're on probation. Okay. All right. So we're talking about being on one of these buses, which is not the ideal way to be moving around. You'd like to stay in your car, and because you're in your car, you need to have insurance, and you don't want to pay that much for auto insurance. That's where our friends over at AIS come into play, because they are the auto insurance specialist. Danny, do you like paying too much money for car insurance?
just took a car in today to get repaired and was very glad we had insurance.
Yes. Well, it's good to have it, but it's not good to pay too much money. And these insurance companies don't want you to realize that you could be getting a better deal out there. That's where AIS comes in with their smart quote technology. They will shop the rates and get you the best coverage for the least amount of money when you go ahead and either go online to AISinsurance.com/Rob and then load in all of your information. You'll get to see all of the different carriers and coverage that you may want to use and find out if you are getting the best rate or if you are getting ripped off, Tyson.
I hate getting ripped off. It's
the worst. Is,
oh,
the worst.
It's so shameful, too. You're like, I can't believe they did that to me. I feel like I should be smart enough.
I feel like a fool because you're paying too much money. The insurance companies, they renew you. They raise the rate. They don't give you a heads up. Find out if you have the best rate going. Go to AISinsurance.com/Rob or call 1-800-777-4AIS. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check your rates with AIS at AISinsurance.com/Rob. Okay, let's talk about another one of our stories. Let's go to this one. Let's talk about some snake stories, Tyson. What's going on Snake Island?
Oh man, Snake Island. So a year ago, let me pull up the tweet. This was 1 year ago. A handful of young teenagers or young 20-year-olds went to Thailand on vacation, and the one girl tweeted, "Can't stop thinking about last year when we paid three random men on a beach in Thailand to take us snorkeling, and they drove us to an island full of rattlesnakes and left us."
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
The
whoa!
F?
She says rattlesnakes.
Nope. Yeah, she doesn't know we're venomous snakes for sure. They were not rattlesnakes. So there's already holes in her story. I think these three random men could say, no, there's no rattlesnakes. Go look for rattlesnakes.
They could also
there.
Say that every island around in Thailand has poisonous snakes on it. But keep going.
Yeah. So what the F were we actually thinking, and who let me go along with that? So the story goes that these Brits hired these three men at random in a boat to take them out snorkeling. The men apparently took all their money and left them on the island. But they had them jump out before the island with their snorkel stuff and were like, "Okay, go out there." And then they were like,
oldest
watch out for snakes on the island.
Yeah, the old
and then they took
maneuver.
Off and they left. And apparently they had to swim through jellyfish to get onto the island. When they got to the island, there were snakes everywhere and they were stranded. And they eventually convinced
like
a fisherman
survivor they've ever done.
So awesome, right? They convinced a fisherman to go and get the guys who actually dropped them off. And they came back and picked them up, but refused to give them their money back.
Okay.
So they picked them up and drove them back to the mainland after like a handful of hours where they were stranded.
The locals have a term for this. They call it, they're going to snorkel. I think Rob hit that on it. Going to get get those people snorkeled.
Yeah, we're going to snorkel
we're
these guys.
We're going to snorkel those
real
fools.
Good.
Yeah.
So
right. That's what you do. You go and pick up people who are tourists, tell them you're going to take them somewhere, and then throw them in the ocean and then take their stuff.
Yes.
It sounds like a pretty good crime.
It's great
easy.
Yeah. It's a great plan.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful plan. Because they got to leave their stuff on the boat.
Yeah.
It's really a victimless crime.
Well, except for the three people get stranded. But yeah, pretty
much.
They
get
everything robbed.
Lifetime, Danny.
Yeah.
Everything
by
robbed.
The way, so much
why
about
aren't
this?
There more companies in Hawaii and stuff that do this?
That are snorkeling people super hard?
Yeah.
This is what they should have done at the Fire Festival of like, hey, everybody, you just got to snorkel to where the concert is.
And make sure to bring extra cash because there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to cost money.
And then you just have to snorkel to the concert. Oh, is that Jay-Z over there? Okay, get everybody off it. Everybody
got to swim to you got to snorkel into
the jellyfish. We'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
These people had a better time than all the Fire Festival participants. This is more fun.
So, I mean, I'm bugged also that she said rattlesnakes in her thing, because for sure not rattlesnakes. Those are an American thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by America, I mean North America, South America, Central America.
Mm-hmm. Especially
maybe not South America.
America.
Southwestern America.
Yeah.
Yes. I had a friend go out for a mountain bike ride yesterday. He saw 6 or 7 rattlesnakes.
Wow.
On his 4-hour ride.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A lot of snakes.
Yep. Too much.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, you want to talk us through this story?
Rob has been dancing around this story for the last 10 minutes.
I'm not super high on this one.
I actually didn't even read it, but
yeah. No,
let me read the headline.
No, do not jump into a story you have not read, because who knows? It could go down a Florida man path and just become weird and dark.
Well, I was just going to read the headline.
Yeah, what's the headline here?
The headline is, disgusting moment protester eats raw pig's head outside vegan festival in standoff with animal rights activists.
Right. This is a case of
cutting off the nose despite the face.
Pig's face. Cutting off the snout.
That is so disgusting. He is... all he's going to do is prove their point when he ends up dying from worm-infected pig head.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, that's why it's healthier to not eat
Look at him.
Animals.
Oh, my God. He's really going into He's tucking in. He's tucking into that pig's head.
I'm not... Well, I haven't watched any of it.
I'm not going to put it on the screen. I'm not going to...
Guys,
I just thought it was ironic. And also, like, this guy thinks he's proving a point, but what point is he really proving other than he's probably going to die from doing this?
He's a maniac. That's what he's proving.
Right. Right. Is this man a butcher? Why is he so offended by
No, he's
vegans?
A greyhounder.
Yeah.
He's a greyhounder. Okay. And why are you so offended by that? If people choose to want to be vegan, then it's more meat.
I'm going to stick it to those vegans today.
Yeah.
I'm going
they're
down
gonna
with my
want,
pig head.
They're going to want some of what I got.
He probably has a bunch of vegan friends, and he's sick and tired about hearing about their vegan lifestyle. He's like, I'm taking a pig's head. He had like several in his refrigerator. It's like, just grab the nearest one, rushed out there. He's like, I've had it with these people talking about their stupid diet. And then he just started munching on the head.
I mean, none of this makes sense to me. If you're going to go out there and protest, wouldn't you sizzle up a bunch of bacon like perfectly so
good,
that's
like
just
tempted.
The smell?
I can't have it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Don't be like, oh yeah, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to eat. I'm a raw diet guy, and I'm eating a raw pig's face in front of your faces.
Oh my gosh, dude, this is awful. I can't turn away.
Marsha in the Facebook group says, I never catch the live broadcast. Can I get a shout out? In the past week, I've been watching a News AF numbers 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
Wow.
If she's doing a binge from the beginning.
All the way from the beginning. Whoa, Marsh.
Definitely encourage binging on News AF rather than Pig's Head. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Danny.
Out of the two, Danny recommends News AF.
Always.
Danny, can you, are you ready to whisk us away to your bolt hole?
I won't even begin the whisking process until I hear the song. I won't even start.
All right. All right. Here we go. Oh, beautiful.
Was somebody playing along? Was someone doing like hand drums?
Yeah, I was.
Rob was.
That was nice.
Rob can do the hand drums and the mouth trumpet, but can he do them at the same time?
That was a nice touch.
That might be tough on the spot.
Okay. Well, maybe work something up for us.
I've never attempted it, it could be a mess.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of money that goes into research over. It covers a lot of topics. Not all of them. I'm not interested in a lot of those. Right? They don't concern me.
You're not interested in.
So when I come across research that affects my life, I can't help but just read into it and get interested.
Yeah.
And the NPR had an article about some research that definitely affects me, and it's about cheese and how to make cheese better tasting. Now, I think cheese tastes pretty good. I thought, and to go back, I did watch the cheese challenge with Liz.
The American Cheese Challenge.
It was a great challenge. That was one of the, that is so much better than all the previous challenges like Tide Pod, Cat Poo Sandwich Challenge. It was a great challenge. And in most cases, the kids enjoyed it too because they just ate the cheese off their face.
Yeah, they laughed and then ate the cheese.
Anyway, cheese, we talk about it quite often, and there's some new research on cheese, so I thought that it's relevant to news AF. And the Swiss are really on the forefront of cheese research. They're probably pumping millions into Swiss cheese research. And Tyson and I know,
their entire economy hinges on cheese and chocolate.
Yes, and Tyson and I have enjoyed a lot of Swiss cheese together, and we can vouch for its deliciousness.
And that's not an innuendo or anything. We lived in Switzerland together.
But the Swiss are finding out ways to make cheese even more delicious. Well, they've discovered that playing certain music to cheese as it ages can change the taste of the cheese itself. So if you guys were to guess jazz, rock, classical, or hip-hop, which of those musics altered the taste of the cheese for better?
Is it surprising, or is it what you'd think?
Well, what do you think?
What would you think?
Yeah.
I would think probably classical music.
Rob, what do you think?
I'll say hip-hop.
Boom! Rob subconsciously knew that was going to create the tastiest of cheese.
I thought classical because the probiotics would be just like whisked away by the
Beautiful sounds. That's good. That's what they were trying to affect. The behavior of the whatever. Is it probiotics?
Bacteria
inside the cheese.
Why I said hip hop, I just thought that it's probably not the music, but maybe the bass is like.
Boom! Again! Yeah, boom. They didn't need to do this research. Boom.
Like vibrating stuff just enough to like really get it popping.
They could have saved millions of dollars and just consulted with Rob and his understanding of music. But the cheese, nonetheless, was exposed to 24 hours of music over 6 months through a transmitter that focused the sound waves directly into the delicious cheese wheel. They tried to, they tried to make all the cheese the same. Came from the same milk, same cow, same age, everything. And the experts...
Make the cow listen to music first.
That would be an interesting study as well. But what they discovered is that after all this, after the 6 months were done, they had some people come in, some professional,
cheese tasters,
cheese people, which, by the way, great career choice. You know, you're like, what should I become? An engineer, a software developer, cheese taster, check.
Sommelier of cheese.
And they found that hip hop cheese was the best cheese.
Yeah. I saw that the worst tasting cheese listened to Nickelback, Danny.
Boom.
Actually, that would be an interesting side project. Find out how to make cheese taste just awful.
I thought they already figured that out.
Well, none of the cheeses really taste horrible after going through the music. It was hip hop had the most noticeable change. And
yeah, but what I'm saying is some cheeses are just always awful. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how people can eat them.
Which cheese in particular are you thinking of?
Just the ones that taste like rotting meat.
But the boar's head?
like the blue cheesy, the really strong, disgusting. I'm not a strong cheese type of guy.
What a vegan could do to protest you, Tyson, as you're going into some meat-eating get-together, is eat some of that disgusting
convention.
Cheese. Assuming they're not against the cheese as part of their diet, but...
Vegans are against cheese as part of their diet.
No. All right. Well, I don't really know. So anyway...
Apparently not.
No,
cheese guy.
Well, I like cheese, and so I found this interesting. And we do have cheese news quite often, so I thought this was appropriate. So put that... if you got some cheese in the fridge, wouldn't hurt to put one of your old iPhones next to it with some hip-hop.
Yeah.
Not that old, because you want like the current hip-hop. It's probably the best.
You can play current hip-hop on an old iPhone.
How's it going to get on there?
You can still connect to the internet.
Not with a really old iPhone.
Well, what?
You can deal with even the oldest iPhones have Wi-Fi built into them.
Yeah, wow.
What are you talking about,
Rob?
If
he downgrades his phone, then he can let us do this experiment.
I'll still have the internet.
Wait, your theory, Rob, is that an old phone can't hold new music?
Right. That's right. It can't handle it. Music advances constantly, Tyson.
Phones can't. Doesn't have the technology built into it. Yeah, okay. I see what... I mean, you were right about the cheese thing.
Right.
Maybe you're right about this.
I've got an old Nintendo. Can I play this PS4 game?
That's identical.
It's not compatible.
I think in some circumstances.
Blu-ray disc on my Sega Genesis?
Nope.
Sorry. Okay.
All right, you're right. Point proven.
Wow.
All right. What else? What else? Do anything? Any other big stories break while we were on the air doing this show today?
Hell yeah! How that's happened. I'm going to Reno.
Oh, Tyson is going to Reno
as yes. part of some creative sentencing. Or voluntarily.
yeah, it's a creative sentencing where I get to go play in some super fun poker tournament. Like, poker, some super fun poker
tournament. Tyson was speeding because he was
Reno.
Trying to get to Reno and in order to...
Like, oh, you're in a hurry to get there? How about you stay there?
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. Okay, looking at our News AF group, see if there's anything that we didn't end up talking about here today. People are still trying to get pumped up about Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah,
still
not still that, trying to get pumped up. Yeah, getting pumped launch. Up.
This was a story we didn't talk about today. Enterprise rent-a-car employee, 19 years old, laced his co-worker's water with LSD. Oh.
He just Good wanted idea. Them to relax. I think is what he said.
Yeah,
he, that's he what he took... said. That they were too uptight.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of get it because you're like, I know what's best for them and they don't know what's best for them. And it's these illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. So how can I get these illegal drugs into these guys illegally?
Right. And he was probably on drugs when he came up with the idea. Like, wait a minute.
Do you think afterwards the coworker was like, oh, man, I am feeling so good. And he's like, it's because I put LSD in your water. It's like, oh, thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm changing all of my stances on illegal drugs currently.
Yeah. Danny, do you think that was the worst day of work ever at Enterprise Rent-A-Car or the best day of work ever at Enterprise Rent-A-Car?
Oh, best day. I mean, no work got done, but to be an employee on that day was a great day.
Two giggling dudes just like,
although you
I'm
can
assuming.
Have a bad trip, so... I mean, if they started seeing
not
giant spiders coming after
that's
them.
That's true. Not with Enterprise, Danny.
Okay, sorry.
Perfect trip every time.
All right.
Danny, nice. Do you
nice
get
one.
It? Because
I,
I
got it. I got it, Tyson. It took a little longer, but I got it.
Okay. All right. Tara says, I've been listening for a year and a half and glad she got to join in live for the first time. With favorite podcast host, favorite survivor, favorite eye in the sky, made a morning with a fussy newborn much better. So,
well, what about me?
You're the favorite survivor.
It's favorite survivor.
Oh, I thought you were both.
Yeah. No,
Rob.
No. I think that that Danny never gets called eye in the sky anymore.
No,
I know. We stopped
it.
Calling it that because we changed him to Vascular D. And what else did we have for him? He's got a lot of great nicknames. Danny Monday.
I'm the chameleon.
yep, chameleon spin.
Okay. Come to Reno. All right. So great work, everybody. We'll be back for our first Tuesday in April. Danny, this week will mark April Fool's Day. Did you want to give our listeners your April Fool's Day 2019 preview?
No, I don't have anything. Wait, next time we talk.
No, it will be April 2nd.
Dude, I've got two. Thingies.
Well, I thought that Danny might want to weigh in on the April Fool's Day holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's not a holiday.
It's going to be on Monday.
Come on. It's like, in terms of like holidays, it's at the bottom of the list, real holidays. So now this is a great time for everyone to commit an act of violence on somebody and be able to excuse it by saying it's a prank.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what April Fool's is about. All the harmless pranks, those are the things of the past. Yeah. Now you're like kicking people in the back when they don't expect it or feeding them a cat turd sandwich. Those are the pranks of the modern day. So a lot of misdemeanors, a lot of petty crime will take place on April Fool's. Just protect yourself. Be careful out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stay awake.
All right. So we will cover the best of April Fool's 2019 next week. Tyson, do you have some reviews for us on our iTunes page, Apple Podcasts at newsaf.news?
Dude, there is so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new reviews.
Okay. All right. You want to give us the best?
I'll give you the best and the worst. Okay. The worst. The ignorance is astounding. 1 star. Unsubscribed. Three men limited by their understanding of their existence.
I mean,
this person's woke.
That's kind of the tagline of the show.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't selling you anything else.
That is what this is.
And we're going to get to all these reviews eventually, but I'll read one more. Okay. A-plus podcast, 5 stars by JDog0913.
JDog.
The best podcast on my weekly rotation. The show features the Survivor legend and probably one of the most famous survivors of all time, Tyson Apostle. Yes. Rob, have to Google the spelling of his name.
Yeah.
The best player to never win the game, and Danny.
The most ignorant man on earth.
Great funny podcast on the random news that is out there. Rob is a great host leading the discussion. Tyson provides great color commentary, and Danny has this uncomfortably funny segment called Butthole with a theme song.
Yes.
Something like Welcome to My Butthole. I think you'll like it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, great show. Danny's butthole is pretty tight. Subscribe to this one.
Pretty tight.
All right. There you go.
Guy, definitely
you
watch.
Join us in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/groupAF. If you see news AF happening and want to get your stories into the show, we do follow that very closely. And you could weigh in on all the submissions all week long in our closed group at facebook.com/groups/groupAF. Danny, if you want to follow him on social media, he is at Danny Bryson, and Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. Anything else?
And we're all at newsaf.news.
Newsaf.news. Every week. We will see you next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Bye.
We did it, guys.